Summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com. Click on events and get your tickets today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one, here on this Monday, July 13, 2026 edition. This segment brought to you by the commercial you just heard, not this Saturday, a week from this Saturday, July 25th. We've got a big party planned, and you guys are invited. Ted Nugent is coming with his band, also Scott Page from Pink Floyd, Dave Landau, the comedian, all of the three governor candidates, Perry Johnson, Mike Cox, John James, and U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers will be there. This is a fundraising event for the Michigan Republican Party and all 83 county parties. The way this is going to work, the owners, John and Craig Pastor, Rob Cordes of the Trump Unity Bridge, will be taking the profits from the ticket sales, giving half of it to the Michigan Republican Party, and the other half is going to be divvied up by all 83 county parties. This is a statewide fundraising event for the Republicans. So all you have to do is go to the website, libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets. They also have campsites available. If you want to bring your tents, your travel trailers, your fifth wheels, whatever you have, there is camping sites available. All the sites provide electricity. Some of the sites even have water. They're restoring the camping capabilities out at the mountain, and you're able to camp. We're excited. It's going to be a fantastic event. Vicky and I will be down there on Friday the 24th before the event. We'll be camping down there and there all day Saturday. So if you want to come join us, go to the website, get your tickets, tell your friends. It's going to be a blast. Now, again, Republican U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers, who will be at this event at Liberty Mountain, came out on Friday and announced that the Trump administration is expected to announce, quote, in the next few days, a revised financial agreement regarding the Gordie Howe International Bridge. The new financial agreement will give the United States a share of the future toll revenue and prevent Chinese-made vehicles from entering into the United States over the new bridge crossing. During a radio interview, major radio station down in Detroit, Rogers said that he spoke on Thursday with U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, who told him negotiations with Canada were wrapping up. Rogers said the original agreement left the United States with no toll revenue and gave Canada full authority over the toll rates going forward. We're under President Trump's revised arrangement. Candidate Rogers said the United States will receive as much as half of the revenue, with the tolls going forward to be determined jointly by both countries. Rogers also claimed the administration secured assurances that the bridge would not become a gateway for Chinese-built vehicles to enter the U.S. market. He went on to say, quote, "The most important thing that I've been working with the White House on will guarantee and ensure that we're not going to be pouring Chinese cars over that bridge. We're going to get the bridge open, and we're going to get a much better deal for Michiganders and the United States." Rogers argued the issue stemmed from Canada's decision to reduce the tariffs on a limited number of Chinese-built vehicles entering that country, which he said, Rogers said, would negatively affect Michigan's auto suppliers if those vehicles ultimately reached the U.S. market over the Gordie Howe International Bridge. Rogers says this was a huge, big deal. Goes to show you why you want to send somebody back to the United States Senate that's going to be able to sit down and look these folks in the eye and get a deal that helps Michigan, helps our country, and saves our automobile industry moving forward. The Canadian government loaned the Gordie Howe International Bridge Authority $4.5 to $5 billion to build the new span over the Detroit River. The new span is a short distance from the older Ambassador Bridge, which opened to traffic back in 1930. I did not realize the Ambassador Bridge was that old. 4 years, that thing's going to be 100 years old. Did not know that. Well, in response to the news, local Detroiters, the residents near the Gordie Howe Bridge, hope the opening date is real. Riverside Park, which is in the shadow of the Ambassador Bridge, several longtime Southwest Detroiters have heard the news that the Gordie Howe International Bridge could be open perhaps later this month. But they didn't know whether to believe it or not. Nestor Sandoval, 42 years old, as he played basketball with his son and daughter on Saturday, "I hope it's going to happen because I want to take my family and ride my bike across it. But it's all been wrapped up in all kinds of politics." Sandoval was, of course, referring to the Maroon family, the billionaire owners of the Ambassador Bridge, who spent millions of dollars over the decades to oppose the new Gordie Howe Bridge and its opening. Pessimistically commenting, Nestor said, "Did the Maroons finally figure out how they can get their cut?" Well, it has nothing to do with the Maroons, Mr. Sandoval. It has to do with Canada, Michigan, and the United States. Our current president, Donald Trump, did not like the deal that Rick Snyder and Governor Gretchen Whitmer ended up agreeing with Canada on. Canada in control, Canada keeping the tolls until their loan was paid back, Canada being in control of raising the toll rates, or perhaps lowering them temporarily to shut down the Ambassador Bridge. Many argued, speculated, that Canada was willing to reduce the toll to just $1 to get people to take the new Gordie Howe International Bridge, get them used to it, get them hooked on that $1 rate, forcing basically the Ambassador Bridge to become a ghost town. Once the Maroon family was financially devastated, then they were going to raise the rates again. Well, Friday, Canadian officials said the Gordie Howe International Bridge will open officially 2 weeks from today, Monday, July 27th, under a new agreement between Canada and Michigan, with also the support of the United States government. The announcement came a few hours after Republican U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers, a Trump-endorsed candidate, said the bridge was expected to open soon to traffic through a new negotiated deal by the United States and Canada. Rogers made the comments during a Friday radio interview with host Paul W. Smith on WJR Radio in Detroit. Rogers cited a conversation he had with the Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick, who is in President Donald Trump's administration. The deal will be announced in the next few days, Rogers said. This is the long-awaited opening of a $4.7 billion six-lane span, which has become an international drama this year, after President Trump abruptly postponed the opening last month. It was later revealed that Matthew Maroon, owner of the Ambassador Bridge Company, met with the U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Howard Lutnick, just hours before the announced delayed opening. Local resident Steve Walker, 80 years old from Southwest Detroit, was on a community advisory committee that gave input about the potential impact of the Gordie Howe International Bridge on his neighborhood. He remained skeptical of Friday's announcement. Simply stated, "I don't trust Donald Trump, so who knows?" Walker said on Saturday. The Maroons have given millions of dollars to the Republican Party and others to keep this new bridge from not happening, so I don't know. Walker pointed out that entities connected to the Ambassador Bridge have long owned many properties in Southwest Detroit that has sparked many concerns and battles with the Maroons and area residents. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is, there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Just wrapping up this bridge story, the Gordie Howe International Bridge, $4.7 billion project that Canada fronted the money for. Well, it involved local people on the other side in Southwest Detroit. Detroit City Councilwoman Gabriel Santiago Romero, whose district include Southwest Detroit, where the new bridge is located, said opening of the new bridge is exciting and a little daunting, she said on Saturday morning. Many in our community have worked on the potential impact of this new bridge for years. Canada worked hard with our community to make sure that there was community benefit protections. We negotiated over $45 million in agreements that included environmental concerns, relocating some of our residents, home repairs, and even reducing truck traffic on our residential streets. I hope it's an improvement for sure. And frankly, I'm looking forward to being able to walk or bike across the bridge, which is something we can't currently do with the now older Ambassador Bridge. Now, one thing you have to understand, folks, the Ambassador Bridge is a private enterprise owned totally for years by the Maroon family. Privately owned, for-profit bridge that they've had to maintain and take care of over the years. The new government bridge is in direct competition to the older bridge. Now, one thing I do know personally for a fact is that hazmat, dangerous truck loads, the only way to get those loads into Canada was using the Ambassador Bridge. Why? Because number one, it was built with American steel many, many, many years ago, and it was open air. The only potential was if you had the load go over the edge of the bridge into the Detroit River. However, the Maroon family invested in guidelines and other protections, bumpers, to protect that from happening. If you had a hazmat load as a truck driver, it's still in effect today. You cannot cross into Canada using the Blue Water Bridge. Hazmat loads had to go all the way down to the Ambassador Bridge, and then you had to drive back up on Canada's side to get anything into Sarnia, Port Huron area. Well, the Ambassador Bridge now will have separate truck lanes. The four-wheelers will not be commingled in with the trucks like they currently are on the Ambassador Bridge. That's number one. Number two, the trucks will have their own express lane to get into customs on the other side, both Canada and Detroit. Before, we had to cross over with the four-wheelers to get into the custom lanes. That has been eliminated. So crossing the bridge will be much quicker. But because of competition, now the private sector bridge, Ambassador Bridge, will probably have to lower their rates to be able to compete with the new tolls for the new bridge. Or be very close to the same amount. The point is this. Now we have competition. The only problem is we have unfair competition. You have government-controlled and funded bridge versus a private sector company. The government can supplement the tolls with any type of government assistance they choose. So we're going to have to wait and see when the bridge opens what their rates are compared to the Ambassador Bridge rates. Are they going to work together to basically price fix to keep the tolls the same? Therefore, just leaving it up to you whether you want to give money to the private company bridge or to the government bridge. Doesn't matter to me because I'm never going into Canada ever again. What they put us through for Tina's wedding, I will never be in Canada ever again. So that's up to you guys. Are you going to take cross the bridge one time just for nostalgia's sake, just to say you did it? Walk across it, bike across it, or take a vehicle? That's up to you. But we're going to definitely watch this whole story going forward. When the bridge opens, exactly how much are their tolls and exactly how much are the Ambassador Bridge tolls? And it looks like, potentially, it could be 2 weeks from today, Monday, July 27th. So we'll continue to follow the story and see where it goes, and we'll report on it. Moving on to other stories from Lansing. Hour number two today's show will be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis.